All right, Bob Gran, president of the CIB. Got a bit more news today about the situation, some of the options. Your thoughts?
I think we're working as hard as we can to get as many options on the table, make sure that our legislative leaders and everybody understands what our thought is in terms of where we think the revenue sources should come from. We had good testimony today. We've heard from the mayor on the issue. We're working, hopefully, to get some results fairly quickly here so that we can avoid the large deficit that we're facing.
How much of this is going to require the legislature to get involved, whether it's provide new revenue streams in the form of taxing authority or user fees? Can you folks get to this without the legislature?
We cannot get there without the legislature. We can do some small things. We talked about the last couple of meetings about some new naming rights opportunities. We're eliminating some discounts. And then the other thing we've been doing consistently now for the last three meetings is we're just cutting our budgets and cutting our expenses.
What about the vendors, Pacers, Indians, Colts? How flexible are they being? It seems what we heard here today was that the Colts are waiting on the legislature and the other folks are waiting on. They don't seem too crazy about pitching in anymore.
I think that's a fair characterization. We were hopeful today to have some assistance, and as of today's meeting, we don't have it. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
What do you think about what the public's reaction is going to be? It seems that everybody's got tough times. People worry about their jobs, foreclosures. And you know, rightly or wrongly, people view professional sports teams as millionaire athletes not wanting to give up. Do you think that perhaps maybe some of the professional sports teams could suffer a public image problem because of this?
Well, I don't want to talk about what their public image is. I mean, they have to make decisions based on their business model. We outlined today why we think all these franchises, all these teams are important to downtown Indianapolis, and we think it's a viable city because of a result of all the money we've done and invested in this city. So we're hopeful we can preserve that all those investments.
So when's the next time folks are getting together, the public might get some new information?
Well, we'll have a meeting at least in a month, if not sooner. So we're shooting to continue to work as hard as we can.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right. See you soon. Gentlemen.